MK Party leader and former ANC President Jacob Zuma has alleged the Western countries weakened the ANC. His new party stole the show in the recent elections, becoming the country's third biggest political party.
I always feel my leaders have got information how, for an example, elections came about and what were the decisions taken by the Western countries, by the way, who then pushed the government that we should negotiate. And negotiations took place. And there are many issues, again, we've not talked about, because at times people take it easy. Some even criticize elections. I mean, why do I say elections? Criticize the negotiations. And when the Western countries realized that it was a matter of years, the enemy would be defeated. And once that happened, there would be no longer any way of preventing us liberating ourselves. The argument they put to the government was, you have to negotiate. Because if you don't negotiate, probably in a decade, you will be defeated. And there will be no more any white person in South Africa who would be in charge. And you will have no say once you are defeated. And therefore, the Western countries said, we are instructing you to negotiate because you have no alternative. If you compare two things, fighting and you are defeated and you have got no role in this country, than negotiating for your future so that you can have at least some role to play, you have to agree that you must negotiate. We as the Western countries will not support you if you continue fighting. Because if you did so, then South Africa was free. You will have no right of anything. And therefore, we as the Western countries, we are not going to allow. These were secret discussions. Because if you did that and you were defeated, the communists will come in, take over this country. And our strategic point in the world would have been gone. And therefore negotiate. When I'm very old, I'll write which countries were talking among themselves, not now. That our job will be to weaken the ANC because it is too strong, too big. We want to weaken it so that it becomes smaller, so that it does not run the country on its own. It must be forced to have parties that will work with. Indeed, today, that organization which they wanted to be weak, in 30 years, they weakened it. It is weak now. Not just weak, almost moved off the route that it was given. I always say we are funny in any case because our ancestors established a national movement of the black people of South Africa. We are separating ourselves every day. I don't know how many political parties we have. What will that help us with? The more political parties we have, the more the majority reduces from us, which we could utilize now to have a two-thirds majority and correct things in this country.
Zuma was speaking in Robben Island at the launch of the Sisulu Foundation for Social Justice last week. Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.